Yesterday, we told you about Seattle Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole's major leadership shakeup. Well, today the chief announced the names of her four new assistants. She's chosen two insiders and two outsiders to fill the posts. And this breaks a decades-long practice at SPD where promotions have traditionally been filled by officers who work their way up through the ranks. Reporter Steve Miletich covers the police for the Seattle Times. He's followed this story closely, and he says Chief O'Toole's been looking for new blood to spur reform in her department.
People with, who don't come with preconceived notions about the department, who have track records elsewhere indicating they are progressive police officials, and so by bringing them in, it's a chance to get fresh eyes on the department, along with, bringing up people to assistant chief who have been in the department for a long time. So when you combine the two, I think she's hoping to get the best of both worlds.
How much resistance do you think the two outsiders might face from rank-and-file officers?
That's really hard to measure. I'm sure there'll be some who resent it, especially those in the middle command ranks who might feel it blocks their opportunity to be promoted. At the same time, I think there are people on the department who have been craving strong leadership for a long time, and they're going to be open-minded about letting these people have a chance.
I talked to the mayor about this yesterday, and he was very clear that he had said to Chief O'Toole that he wanted at least one outsider brought in. And he said that this was something that he felt was necessary for the reform process. Do you believe that that's the only way for the department to make progress with these DOJ reforms?
Well, I think that's for others to decide and to examine as this moves forward. But I think there's been a strong belief, not only by the mayor, but also the city council, that they really did need some outside people to come in and contribute, based on their experience in other departments and their personal work histories. Not only did the mayor push for this, but the council repealed a ordinance that barred the department from hiring anyone from outside for these assistant chief positions and promoting only from within. So that, was clearly a message from the council that they wanted the chief to do this.
We're focused on the outsiders, but in fact, there are also two insiders that have been promoted. What makes them better suited for the job than the four insiders who held those assistant chief positions?
Well, I think the chief, when she came on board, said she wanted to spend her first 6 to 8 months evaluating the people around her, evaluating others in the department, getting the lay of the land, see what kind of fit would be best for her. So there's really, it's not surprising that she made some changes leading towards bringing in her own team. I don't think it's necessarily deciding that the people who she demoted aren't, qualified, but that she feels some other people would be better suited for these positions and work with her and her style. And so I think, it was a combination of the two things.
The four assistant chiefs who are being demoted were informed of that on Monday. They can retire or they can take their lower civil service rank. What do you expect to see from them?
I think most of them will stay, but none of them have, spoken out at this point. So, that's just my best surmise at this point. But I think some of them feel that they, still have contributions to make to the department. I would expect some or all will be put in some important positions, given that they are experienced and know the department quite well and, have their supporters in the department. So I would expect that we won't see them retire right away. But, who knows?
I'm talking with Seattle Times reporter Steve Miletich. SPD also hired a new chief information officer, Greg Russell, who was a VP at Amazon. What's his charge?
Well, twofold. One, he will work on data-driven analysis to figure out the best ways to respond to crime. And secondly, he will have responsibilities of collecting mandated data under the federal dissent decree that the city entered into to curtail excessive force and bias policing in the department. So those will be his two main responsibilities.
What do you think are the biggest challenges that will face him in doing that job?
Well, they are building this new supercomputer system, a very sophisticated computer system that to collect data from you know, throughout the department, and so they can analyze it in one place. I think that's going to be a major challenge. And I think that, you know, it's still a department that is making its way into, you know, the modern technology, and so it's trying to get everybody else on board. I think that is always a challenge.
Finally, opening the lens just a little bit, in our conversation with the mayor yesterday, he expressed some amount of frustration that this DOJ agreement has no end date. And he says that that makes it harder to keep the department on track when it comes to implementing reforms. What impact, if any, do you think the lack of a deadline has had on the reform process?
Well, I think anytime people operate under an unknown and without a a clear finish line, it's unsettling. At the same time, it's an incentive to try to comply with the reform requirements as soon as possible. And so far, from looking at the reports from the Federal Monitor and what the department's doing, it appears they are reasonably on track to meet various timelines. You know, I think there's a chance that they could be found in compliance next year. No guarantees, but they seem to be moving that direction. And then there's a two-year period when, from the point they're found in compliance, where they have to stay in compliance and kind of prove that they've, locked down these new changes. So, I think that there's light at the end of the tunnel. It's just you can't put a hard date on it.
Steve Miletich covers the Seattle Police Department for the Seattle Times. Chief Kathleen O'Toole announced four new assistant chiefs today, two from inside SPD, two are outsiders.